Welcome back to Don't Look Under the Bed. And for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome in. We hope that you will subscribe, share, and review the show. In this solo episode of Don't Look Under the Bed, I discuss my highlights for this summer and the latest summer travel trends. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Don't Look Under the Bed. I'm Robin, and today I'm flying solo as my co-host is summering with her family. Let's talk about the season of summer. School is out. The weather is hot. The days are longer. Most of our time is spent outside in the sun. There's summer camp for the kids. There's summer vacation for the grown-ups. It's also wedding season. I love summertime. However, right now, it's the end of the quarter for me because I work in a sales office. And I hope to achieve my goal by the end of this week. I have 3 contracts out right now, and my fingers are crossed that they will come back within the next few days so I can really start my summer. If you know me, if I'm not on a trip, I'm planning a trip. And it's not always something elaborate. I mean, it could be a staycation or a weekend trip to New Orleans, something like that. It could always be something, you know, where I could just drive, but I enjoy just getting out and going somewhere and, you know, seeing something different, seeing something new, trying some new food, listening to music. So the highlight for my summer is being able to spend time with my friends and family. Most recently, I had the opportunity to spend a week with my nephew who's in Las Vegas. And typically our summers are spent, or his summer is spent with my mother who lives in New York. So we had this thing where I would leave Texas, go to Las Vegas, pick him up, take him to New York, and then fly back to Texas. But this year he said, you know what? I don't want to travel. So I said, okay, that's fine. We will come and visit you. And that's what we did. We went to Las Vegas. We got a really nice hotel at a resort. And he was able to swim every day and spend time with us. We played games, watched movies. It was really, really, really nice. So he didn't have to. I'm surprised that kids are feeling the stress of travel. He was like, no, I don't think I want to do that this year. So I was like, okay, partner, I feel that. So you don't have to. We'll come to you. So it was an opportunity for him to do what he wanted to do. He said, I want to stay home. I don't want to think about packing and going across country and all that. So we said, okay, that's fine. We were able to, like I said, go to the movies and play games, and he could eat whatever he wanted. It was just a really nice vacation for him. So one of the things that he really, really enjoyed was Battlefield Vegas. It's sort of like a military museum. They have lots of big armory and machinery on the property, like huge helicopters and tanks and Hummers. So when we pulled up, I mean, his eyes just lit up like a Christmas tree. He was like, oh my God, look at this. Cause he's never like seen it that up close and in real life. He's only seen it, I would imagine, on video games. So he was very familiar with the equipment, which surprised me. I'm like, how do you know that tank is from the Vietnam War? And he's like, well, I play the game. And so they mention it. And I was like, oh, okay. Smart kid. So anyway, that's one of the highlights, just being able to spend time with him. He's 14 and he still loves to be around his family, which is great. Very age appropriate. And I was just very, very happy to spend some time with him. Also, a highlight of my summer is being able to participate in our annual family reunion. It's going to take place in a couple of weeks in St. Louis, and this is going to be our 64th annual. 6-4. Yeah, that's a big deal. We skipped a couple of years, obviously, because of COVID. So this year we're getting together in St. Louis. And what started out as a picnic in the park has morphed into an entire weekend of events. So we start out, or we check in on Thursday or Friday, and we stay the entire weekend. There's a formal banquet, there is a breakfast, and many events in between. So we've got something for everyone. We've got events for the smaller family members all the way up to the oldest. So it's a really, really nice gathering that we do every year. We have committees throughout the US, and we decide where we're going, based on who's next in rotation. So we'll rotate from, say, for instance, from Chicago to New Orleans to Milwaukee to, wherever. And so it's a really, really good time. And it's a great time to meet new family members as well as see some of the family that you've not seen since the last event. So that's something that I really, really look forward to every year. And like I said, that takes place in a couple of weeks. I believe it might be the 4th of July week. So that's always a highlight of my summer. Then I will typically take a week off for my real vacation, which is the week-long vacation. So I have not decided where I'm going as yet, but past vacations have been a week in. Like last year, I went to Anguilla and St. Martin, Cancun or Jamaica. I usually like a really nice, relaxing island vacation where I can just do absolutely nothing. I don't want to do zip lining. I don't want to do horseback riding. I don't want to do anything except sit and lounge at the beach or at the pool. And I like a warm beach, warm water with just very still water, no waves, no nothing. So that's my jam for the summer. Also, I usually will do a weekend with the girls. So we'll do a girls trip. Usually we'll go to somewhere like Scottsdale, or Palm Springs. We'll do a spa type weekend. So that's also in the summer. So I'm looking forward to that as well. It's a chance for all the girlfriends to connect. There are like 13 of us, and we're all over the US. And we typically will meet up at the location and we'll spend a weekend, and it'll just be spa and pool and dinner and conversation and laughs. So it's really, really, really cool. So those are my highlights for the summer. And I just look forward to doing that. What are your plans for the summer? I'm interested to know. Leave us a comment on our Instagram at Don't Look Under the Bed Pod. Check us out, follow us, and let us know what your plans are. The Vacationer conducted their annual summer travel survey to gauge interest in vacations for the summer. They want to know how many people plan on traveling. Will more people travel than last year? Are Americans planning to vacation domestically or explore abroad? Will Americans fly or will they take a road trip? The survey says that nearly 85% plan on traveling. 42% will travel more than last summer. More than 54% plan to fly, and 100 million will take a road trip of 250 miles or more. Interesting. Where are you going this summer? Let us know on our Instagram page at Don't Look Under the Bed Pod. Have you heard about this travel trend called set jetting? I read it on Steve Turk's hospitality mentor newsletter, and Expedia states that 39% of people are choosing their vacation based on their favorite television show. So, for instance, Emily in Paris, people are flocking to Paris to see some of the locations where it was filmed or where Emily has sat and, had her coffee. What's the other show? I think it's White Lotus. People are flocking to that location as well. So, do you have a favorite television show where you would want to check it out based on, based on watching the series? My personal favorite is Yellowstone. So, yeah, I'd like to go to Montana and check it out and see where the Duttons have their compound, see where Rip is. If you know, you know. Anyway, that's it for this week. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your support. And we look forward to hearing from you on our Instagram page at Don't Look Under the Bed Pod. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Don't Look Under the Bed. We appreciate your support of the show. Please subscribe, share, and leave a review. Thank you.